On a recent Friday night in Beckley, the Riverside Warriors battled the Woodrow Wilson Flying Eagles in the first football game of the season. Senior Brody Best was on the field. His appearance in the game may not seem that noteworthy, but this past winter, he had not one but two major knee surgeries. The problem started in middle school.
It felt like it would shift one way and shift back the other, and I'd like usually fall or something. But I had a bad knee, you know, no big deal.
But by his junior year of high school, he was wearing double knee braces. Then one game, he made a hard tackle.
It's one of the best tackles I had seen him make ever, but he was in a lot of pain after that.
That's Sherry King Green, Brody's mom, during one of Brody's physical therapy sessions. On the day we met, Brody had just been cleared to start jumping, something he hadn't been able to do since October. Athletic trainer Kevin Dixon says having two ACL repairs in 1 year is a pretty rare occurrence.
A lot of times you'll see somebody tear the same one, you know, get it repaired and then tear it again, or even you'll see them get the right one repaired and then tear the left one. But to have both of them done back to back, that's pretty big. I mean, that's hard to come back from.
The anterior cruciate ligament, more commonly known as ACL, is a stabilizing knee ligament. Injuries to the ACL are one of the most common knee injuries in the United States and often occur while playing sports that require a lot of cutting or stopping and starting.
Everybody thinks now with the medical advances that ACL is 100% return to play. Like that you're just going to, I'll have surgery, I'll be good, I can go back.
But that's not always the case. 13% of ACL reconstructions fail, according to a 2012 study. This is quite significant, considering about 200,000 ACL-related injuries are reported each year, according to a 2015 study. But newer techniques are allowing patients to recover faster from surgery with less pain.
The theory is the less bone we take, the better for the patient, the less pain they have.
That's Chad Lavender, a Charleston-based orthopedic surgeon. By taking less bone, he means reducing the size of the hole that the surgeon has to drill into the bone to attach the new ligament. The bigger the hole, the more pain and the longer recovery time a patient has to endure. Brody Bess had two ACL tears. One was chronic. He'd been playing on it for years without knowing exactly what the problem was. And the other was acute. It could be traced back to a recent injury. This winter, both were repaired with the ambitious goal of returning to play for his senior football season.
Before, I'd worry about twisting it the wrong way or, you know, doing something to get it to, I don't know how it feels, but it's like your knee shifts one way and shifts back the other. But I don't have to worry about that anymore.
That was Brody in July, right before the start of the season. And he did feel great.
And it was just like before. Like, he was never injured. He was playing excellent.
But then, during the third or fourth play of the game, it happened again.
It's like my knee shifted one way and shifted the other and then, you know, gave out. Same thing I felt for years.
He walked off the field. The trainer told him he might have torn his ACL. But both Brody and Chad Lavender, Brody's surgeon, weren't convinced.
Now I kind of feel like I tore my meniscus in my left knee because just the side effects.
We were sitting in the McDonald's across from the hospital. It took 3 weeks for the Brody's insurance to approve another MRI to confirm or deny Brody's hunch.
This is his future. He knows if he's going to continue to play ball or this is it. So I guess today's the big day when we're going to find out. And also, we're worried that he'll have to go through surgery again. And it's been a tough, almost year journey.
We head over to the hospital to the appointment with Brody's surgeon.
In my opinion, you tore your meniscus and your knee just wasn't ready yet to return to play, okay?
Brody and his parents are silent while Lavender explains the options. Have surgery to fix the meniscus, play injured, or stop playing altogether. For Brody and his parents, two surgeries are enough, and function over the long haul is better than further permanent damage at this point. But deciding not to repair the meniscus also means an end to his football career and any dreams of college ball.
I feel like spent brass now because I kind of just shot everything when I was younger. And now that I'm bigger and stronger than, you know, that I can play and be, you know, above average on the varsity playing field. Now I'm all crippled up and can't play. So that's probably what I would change about my high school career.
Brody is not alone in his outcome. A 2012 study found that only 63% of high school football athletes and 69% of college athletes returned to play after an ACL reconstruction. A 2014 study of Division I college football athletes had better outcomes, with 82% of athletes returning to play after an ACL reconstruction. According to the study's authors, psychological factors played a big role in failure to return to play. I could find no recent studies for how many athletes tear a meniscus after an ACL, although, anecdotally, this scenario happened in my own family. My older brother tore his ACL his senior year of high school and his meniscus his freshman year of college. So, if you're an athlete yourself or have a child who's an athlete, you're probably wondering, what's the answer?
We want the best for him, but we also, you know, some people might look at it like we're crazy. Why are you letting this kid do this? But if they understood the love for the game, nobody understands he lives, eats, and breathes it.
The newer techniques are allowing patients to recover faster from surgery with less pain. That's the good news, and that was actually true for Brody. He was back on the field within a year of having surgery, and his ACL reconstructions remained intact. But as Brody's athletic trainer pointed out, having surgery does not guarantee you will be back to where you were before the operation. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Carol Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from the Benedum Foundation.